And then I have to reach down here and check the battery, because if it gets weak, it won't record. So I have to check that. All right, let's see where we were. What was this they used to burn in old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene?
They used to call it something else.
Hold on.
Did you ever hear, we were talking about these torches that they made, you know, with bottles or kerosene and so forth. And, of course, we talked about the pine torch. But did you ever hear that called a flambeau? We ran into that.
Did you? Flambeau.
A flambeau for a torch.
Have you heard it called that?
Yes, we were kind of surprised because we expected it to be in Louisiana. It's a French word, but we ran into it up farther north, and we were just curious to see how far it went, if maybe it had spread north.
Uh-uh.
The rubber thing that they have inside a tire, they used to have inside a tire, was an inner
tube. Inner tube.
All right, and what do they say they're going to do when they're going to put a boat in the water for the first time? They're going to...
Launch it. Go and launch the boat.
What are some kinds of boats they have around here? Not the big deals, but you know, a little one person or one family kind of boats.
They have, I'll tell her, and then she can tell you, because they have the flat bottom
aluminum boat.
Then they have what they call a baser.
Baser boat.
It has anywhere from a 25 to 105 horsepower.
Well, that's too far.
And it has an electric motor in the front.
Now, is that the brand name of it, the Vassar?
Yeah.
And what
made
do they have?
Fiberglass.
It's equipped with, it's fiberglass and equipped with a what motor?
Mercury or an Evinrude Johnson motor.
25 to 125 horsepower.
Electric. Comes from a battery. Trolling motor right up front. Turn it right, left, and power. And that's where you use the test instead of paddling.
I see. Do they have any kind of a boat around here they call the bateau?
Yeah, that's down in the French country.
That's
the bio.
Nope.
Going around here.
When I say a rowboat, do you think of something with a round bottom or a flat bottom?
I say a flat bottom. Rowboat? Flat bottom?
Yeah, the ones we do. You can keep a rowboat. I reckon you're talking about what we call a... We fish out them sometime, they know, over on them. Well, I can't think, but two men in there, and they take their paddles, and they can really move around.
Well, they're used strictly then for paddling. Rowboats are strictly for paddling, not a...
Does it have a pointed end or a...
Pointed end?
Yeah, they're pointed.
Yeah.
From the sharp point out there.
Yeah. Is it like a canoe?
Yeah. What is a P-Row?
Well, they call that a P-Row.
Yeah.
What's a P-Row?
P-Row is one of those boats look like you've
they
seen them.
They out of a log.
Yeah.
You know.
And they really would.
Do they have those around here?
Well, that's down in the
spring. Yeah. But you know, you got in that little P-roll down that pond that day, and you got right on out, because...
That's the aluminum.
Yeah, it was.
That's
the little P-roll.
Down in the French country, you know, they used to dig them out of a solid log. That's what they mean.
Let's see here. If you were getting one of your children up to go to school, and you were going to give them your clothes, you'd say, now here's
your clothes, get dressed.
Do they ever use the expression around here, right smart? Do you ever say, it's raining right smart?
Yeah, it's raining right smart.
Or would you ever say, we've had a right smart rain?
Uh-huh. That's the words used.
Would you ever say, he grew a right smart corn this year?
Yeah, right smart.
Used almost daily.
Yeah, daily.
Well, now, how does